A Dog's Tale, The Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. One day in the winter of 1887, a dog wandered into the Albany, New York post office and made himself at home. He was adopted by the postal workers. It was the era of the railway mail service, where mail not only traveled by train, but was sorted on the train. One day, Oney leaped aboard a mail car for the round trip to New York City, 140 miles away.
After that, he went anywhere that the mail went by himself.
Dirk Wales has written a children's book about Oney called A Lucky Dog.
The furthest that he got west was Cloverdale, California.
North of San Francisco. To do that, he changed trains and railroads and took ferries. And all of this travel was by himself.
We're talking about a real dog who lived a real life.
After he died, Oney was stuffed. You can see him today at the National Postal Museum in Washington. You can read about him in A Lucky Dog by Dirk Wales. And that's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.